Jake, so I just asked Kalani this. I'm curious about your perspective about, you know, the underdog mentality, the feel, you know, being doubted, you know, the benefits there. And his point was you can't get too high or too low. You guys have always said that throughout the season. How hard is that to do as a player? Because on the one hand, you know, you see people doubting you. On the other hand, you're having a lot of success and they're praising you. How hard is it to keep that even keel?
I mean, it's important, and our team's done a good job. I've talked about this before, is how our team's keeping the main thing, and that's going out there and winning games. And we know, like, whether it's being hyped up or whether it's being the underdog, that we know that the only people who knew what we were going to do this season is us. And so regardless of what it is, we're just going to go out there, and we still have the mentality to prove people wrong. Being the underdog this week or being the favorite last week, no matter what, still go prove people wrong. Every win we get this year is still proving people wrong, and so that's what we're kind of rolling with.
We saw a lot of offensive success on Friday. How close is this offense to clicking on the level you know it's capable of clicking at?
Ooh, like so close. So close. Like a play away. A play or two plays away. I think that everybody has done so good, and everybody collectively is taking small steps, and that's making a big difference on the field. And so we are right there, man. We are on the cusp.
Go,
Jake
Hatch.
Jake, you've talked a lot, I think, recently with different networks, and you've gotten a lot more attention. Obviously, it's a 7-0 start. How are you handling all that as it continues to kind of roll in? We've seen two awards just this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of cool when I got notified about that this morning right before they went up and posted it. And, you know, it's all gravy, to be honest. Like I said, the main thing, no matter what, just keeping the main thing. It's all cool. It's all fun, stuff like that. And all it's going to do is build up the BYU football brand more. And I'm just excited for us to be able to put on our game at that level of attention, at that level of media attention. And because I know our guys are ready for it. And I know that, like I said, we're good at keeping the main thing. And that's all I'm thinking. Whenever something gets posted, I'm excited for it. And it's a cool deal to get the recognition. But I also, at the same time, remember the PFF ranking to start the year. So, and nowhere are we done. And we're excited to keep this thing rolling.
Looking back at that final drive, watching film review and the like, do you have any different thoughts on it than you had in the moment? Because you were pretty effusive about it, obviously, post-game.
Yeah, that was fun. I should have thrown the dig to Chase on the ball, the check down to Keanu. Chase was open there. Chase was also open for 5 minutes on the 4th and 7. He did a good job of staying open. But, yeah, I mean, it was just an incredible drive, incredible play at the end, making three guys miss. Yeah, it was just awesome. I mean, looking at it in the film and stuff like that, it was like I said, it was like a preparation coming to fruition and everything just kind of clicking when it needed to click.
Go ahead, Mitch, and then J-Drew.
Jake, you noted that PFF grade in the preseason just moments ago. Do you look at that? Like, is that on your phone wallpaper just as motivation every day? Does that kind of fuel you every day?
I got a screenshot of it for sure in my phone. I think it was put on the first broadcast to start the year. But it's something that, you know, it's just fuel to the fire. There's a lot of doubters to start the season for us, and we're not forgetting that. And there are still doubters. And so we're excited to go out there and make a statement every week, and statement 8 is coming up.
Well, and just to follow up on that, I mean, you guys are number 11 in the AP Top 25, but it doesn't feel like there's still national talk about you guys being in that upper tier in the sport. Like, how much is that fueling you guys to, you're still undefeated yet still a lot to prove?
Yeah, 11's cool and all, but ever since we got ranked in the top 15, it's like, to me, it's not enough. We just got to keep going and keep winning games, and we can't control what the opinions are, because we know it's opinions on that top part, because you know, there's plenty of really good teams that are not ranked high enough, plenty of teams, you know, that maybe I rank too high, but I don't get into that. All I know is that we got plenty of things to prove on the field every Saturday or Friday night like this last week. And no matter what, just keep thinking about what got us here and keep putting in the work week in and week out.
Go ahead, Jake.
Jake, you mentioned the BYU brand and building that. How old were you when you first basically heard of BYU football? And then also second to that, what was your initial very first reaction when
I guess it was probably A-Rod actually got in contact with you and mentioned the words BYU with the letters.
We watched a lot of college football in the house growing up, for sure, whenever we weren't playing our own games on Saturdays. I don't know if I could pinpoint a time when I, like, first watched BYU, but I know that BYU was, like, really good when Zach Wilson was here. Of course, all the talk was about him and getting drafted really high, and, like, that's kind of more recent, I would say, than when I actually initially saw them. But that was when, like, in my mind, it was like, oh, okay, that's a place that plays ball. And then, yeah, when they reached out to recruit me, I was excited, man. I talk about the story, like, when I went out there, they came to me at Riverside City College, and I told a few of my receivers to come out, and all 30 of them came out because BYU was coming out. That goes to show the excitement that they had, but that's just as much, if not more, excitement that I had when they came out to see me and came out to talk to me and then invited me up for that first unofficial visit. That was awesome, and I knew that this would be a special place when I came up here to visit.
Okay, we'll take our last questions from Jared and then Sean.
Dick, I was thinking about over the weekend how the SMU game, the defense really kind of kept you guys in it until the offense was able to make that last drive. Baylor game, the defense had to make the stops. How nice was it for the offense to get its turn to have that game-winning moment, really?
Yeah, I mean, from what I heard, that the OSU had, you know, 2 weeks to prepare for us, and I heard they changed a lot up offensively, and our guys, like, didn't exactly know, you know, what they're going to come out in drive after drive, just because it was a lot different than their base offense the rest of the year. And so it was cool to see those guys persevere and still make the plays when they needed to make the plays. And then it's just, you know, the offense coming in there and do what we're doing. It was, of course, a lot of fun, man. It was exciting to do that. But at the same time, like, this team plays such great ball together, that complimentary football. We do that so well that there wasn't a flinch, really. It was like, all right, now it's our turn to do it.
Along those same lines, Jake, what are you seeing from you know what you'll see from the defensive guys, but there's obviously some pressure after giving up a lot of rushing yards and facing a really good rushing team. What's it like watching those guys get ready for UCF?
Oh, I mean, it's only Monday, so it's hard to see the real preparation yet, but I know that defense is going to come out firing. I know that they are all not happy with the way we won that game, and I know that they're, of course, good at celebrating the offense, and they're jumping on our backs and congratulating us. But I also know that if I know Jay Hill, that defense is going to have a different sort of attention to detail this week, just because, like, things didn't go their way in that game. But they still, like I said, they still fought to the very end, and they were fighting all the way to the end of that last drive. And then they made the play on the last play. You never know how those Hail Mary pitch plays are going to end up, and they went out and made a great play on that. And so, you know, Swerve came up with the tackle, but yeah, I know those guys are coming out with a different edge this week, and it's important for us offensively to not get complacent and keep that edge and practice with intensity every week that we have been doing all season. And so every week we earn the right to play well on Saturdays or on Friday nights, and last week we did that, and I know this week that defense is going to do it with a little more edge than usual.
Well, Jake touched on it right there, but just kind of to follow up, Kalani mentioned a couple of times just now with us about how this UCF team is a really tough matchup for you guys. What's kind of, I realize you haven't probably deep dived on them or anything like that, but what's kind of the number one thing that sort of jumps off the page from your perspective as a quarterback when you look at them, that defense, those players, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think their record does not speak for how good of a football team that they're probably the best 3-4 football team in the country, and probably a lot better than a lot of people who have better records than them. Just they fly around. They do a lot of good things, defensively especially. I mean, you guys saw the way that the Iowa State game ended on Saturday. I know this is a really tough team, and they played them really tough. I know they're going to play us really tough, especially since they'll be at home. So going to their place, it'll be a fun trip.
Well,